Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday's show.
Good morning, stay up.
Good morning.
It is what they call Hump Day. Something the Lunchbox did not think existed, and he thought for years we were trying to get him with that.
That's still funny to me. That's a real thing.
It's the hump. You got to get over the hump, that part of the week. Here's news for you. Eddie wants, or at least your wife wants you to coach your 3-year-old soccer team.
Yes, she has, I guess, presented a little bit of interest in me. They need volunteers, and she's asked, like, if I want to be junior, my 3-year-old's soccer coach. My answer, no, I do not want to be a soccer coach.
Why?
Like, don't get me wrong. I love my kids. I love kids. Like, I do.
Wasn't getting you wrong. Always thought you loved your kids.
I don't want to be around 10 3-year-olds.
Is that what it is, more than soccer?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know much about soccer, but good idea just came up. What about Lunchbox?
Oh,
he's a soccer dude.
He's a soccer
the thing about Lunchbox is, and he does play a lot of soccer.
Yeah.
3-year-olds are too young for him.
Oh, you think he'd be yelling at him?
Like a No Teeth Keith, like 10, 11-year-old thing.
Yeah, I was going to be a soccer coach one time. I was offered a position at a school.
A school? Wait, why are you being weird about your words?
I was offered to be the coach of the high school soccer team.
High school?
At what age?
The head coach?
The head coach.
Wow. You're lying. There's no
high. Like we talked about this. This is years ago.
You don't. First of all, high schools have to take coaches.
No.
You don't have a degree.
It was a private school.
But you haven't graduated college.
No, I'm not a teacher. I would just be the coach.
No way. No way they would hire just a soccer
coach.
Proof.
With no soccer like professional
right.
experience.
No, I have soccer experience.
Okay, anyway, let's act like you're telling the truth.
No, I'm telling the truth.
Go ahead.
I can get the girl on the phone that offered me the job.
Cool. I can get the girl on the phone that gave me the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah. Ooh.
What cool. is that? Just that's that big award.
Just get someone on and have
but
a
But anyway, yeah. So I was going to be the soccer coach at a high school, so, I mean, I just don't know. 3-year-olds, I don't know if I could get through to them, and I don't know if they're in for the conditioning that I'd want to put them through.
Yeah, here's the deal. I don't think I'd want to put my kid or anybody's kid in this. Like,
Lunchbox be killing them with 2 days.
He'd be pushing them hard.
At 3.
Don't talk back to me!
It's crazy that 3-year-olds play soccer, though.
I know. It's like, the earliest we can get them in sports. Like, wow. This is it. This is the start to something big.
I'm going to need to hear from this girl that wanted to offer you a high school head coaching soccer job with no professional soccer experience, no collegiate soccer experience, and no college degree. Because
yeah.
those are kind of the things you need to be a coach.
Right.
Like,
no, because you don't have to work at the school. They have coaches that come in and just coach at the private schools.
Hmm. And even assistant coach I get, but you're saying they offered you a head coaching job.
Yeah, soccer.
Yeah, no, we know. We've talked about this whole segment's been about soccer.
Yeah, like, go!
Yeah. Okay. Eventually, we want to hear from her in the next couple days. So whoever you're going to get to act up the part, get her out.
No, be honest with us.
I am being honest with you, dude.
By the way, Amy, do you believe this? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, Eddie?
0%.
Raymond?
The fact that it's a private school, I do believe that.
You do?
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you. A friend of the
family.
They
pay for, like...
A real coach. Private schools are rich. Yeah. Okay. We'll find out. Hey, by the way, welcome to Wednesday's show. Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
George Clooney surprised an 87-year-old fan with a bouquet of flowers for her birthday. Did you see the story in the news?
No, but that's awesome.
He turned up unexpectedly at Sunrise of Sonning. It's a care home in California. There's a resident named Pat Adams. And again, she's 87, a huge George Clooney fan. And she wrote a letter, and it got to his people. And so he went, and for her 87th birthday, showed up with, like, their roses and was like, thank you for being a fan.
Very cool.
Yeah, right? Like, he didn't have to do that.
Nope.
That's awesome. He's, like, good-looking and awesome. Nah, come on, George Clooney. Give us a chance. It's guys like you and Lunchbox that make it hard for us.
Rough life.
It is. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Ray. The manhunt is intensifying for the missing Tennessee teacher and student. A 15-year-old teen was last seen in Columbia, Tennessee exactly a week ago. Information, please contact authorities. In Southern California, a high school student was taken into custody for allegedly threatening to carry out a shooting attack. He made the threats on Twitter. Luckily, they caught him before. And finally, the most popular dog breed in the U.S. is Labradors, 26 years in a row.
Show.
I think we should check the tote board. I know it's early, but Lunchbox hasn't had a nap in like 4 days. This might be a record.
Stressing me out.
Let's check the tote board. Lunchbox, how long did you nap yesterday?
I set the alarm for an hour and a half. I woke up, went back to sleep, went back to sleep again. When I woke up again, 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours.
Oh,
wow, look at that guy.
I didn't even want to clap to that.
I tried an hour and a half, but I just couldn't do it, folks.
How?
Folks, like he's an announcer. Congratulations on a great nap.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to tell you what, I feel good today. I feel rejuvenated.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad your day was good. Amy, did you do anything yesterday?
I need to feel rejuvenated because, let me tell you, my husband's in home for Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, like 5 days, and all we've done is eat out every meal. Like every meal.
Because he's been overseas deployed, and so now he wants American food.
Exactly. And he wants all these things that he's craving, and so I'm like, okay, fine. So I'm out eating with him, and I'm like, okay, enough. Enough. I can't eat out this much because then you just start to feel gross.
Are you still eating meat?
Yeah.
Are you?
And these are my first few meals with him where he's like experiencing me eating meat and it's awesome.
Oh, is he like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah?
He kind of is into it.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Probably like, the fact that you're not judging him either.
Oh, no. It's everything's just so much easier. Like, I'm just like, yeah, you want to order that? You want to share it? Like, there's no... Like, when we got pizza the other night, for example, we didn't have to do, like, half veggie, half meat. Like, I was like, whatever you want, you go for it. It's all you. I'll just do whatever.
Well, let's go to the tote board. What did Amy have for meat yesterday? Amy, what was your meat of choice?
My meat of choice was bison, Bobby.
Bison! Wow. That's right.
Thank you.
There you go. All right, thanks for hanging out with us here on Wednesday. Christian Bush coming up in a little bit. We'll talk to him. He was in Sugarland. He's got his own thing happening right now.
Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show.
Time for the good news for your Wednesday morning. Time for your positivity. Let's go.
Tell me something good.
So cops in Florida collect thousands of books for preschools and daycare centers in just one of their many community projects. They also had another diaper drive right after that where they collected 11,000 diapers and 30,000 wipes. Yeah, that's right. These are people who are also risking their lives, protecting and serving, also out collecting books for daycares and diapers for babies. So shout out to the police officers there and every person in uniform listening right now. Amy?
A woman used her super couponing skills to feed more than 30,000 people. So this woman, Lauren, when she turned 29 last year, she set a goal. She wanted to feed 30,000 people before her 30th birthday. She planned to use her extreme couponing to do so. Well, she doesn't turn 30 until September, and it's only March, and she hit her goal. Whoop.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, you're up.
16 years ago, Miss Johnson was like, man, I'm kind of bored. I need to do some volunteer work. So she started volunteering for Meals on Wheels. She is now 93 years old.
Wow.
And still delivers 12 meals a week.
Wow.
Nice. The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
A listener asks what I do with my dog whenever I leave and come to the show. Well, first, I tell him goodbye.
Oh,
give him
of
a
course.
A little scratch on the head and I say, hey, bud, I gotta go. And he goes into his own room. He has his own little room that's connected to the bathroom. So he goes back there and he has like an open kennel, but a whole room.
Wow.
But he still goes and chills in his kennel and never comes out of it, but there's not a cage on the front of it. But I have a dog walker that goes over, because sometimes I don't get home until late. So dog walker will go over at like in the morning.
Yeah.
And let him out and walk him around. So, but I do leave and I tell him bye. When you leave, is your husband up with you every morning when you leave?
Yes.
Every morning.
If he's there, he's up. And he's made me hot lemon water and fed the dog and let the dog out. And then the dog goes back to bed. We don't really see her again.
What's the goodbye thing for you?
With him?
Yeah.
Normally, he's by the time he's done all that, he's sitting down having coffee working. And I'm getting ready. And I'm normally rushing out the door. And he'll be like, hey, 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 hey. And I get to the door and I'm already late. And then I have to sprint back to him and give him a quick kiss. And then I get to go.
On the cheek or on the mouth?
On the mouth, I guess. Yeah. I mean, I guess it's probably different every day, but. Yeah.
I'm keeping it fresh, huh?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's not like a make out,
keeping
but
the
it's
fire.
Like,
yeah.
Hey, bye. And then if I don't, he'll send me a text and be like, you didn't say bye. I'm like, well, I was in a hurry. I'm going to be late. Normally, I'm going to be late. So just meet me at the door.
Eddie, you have kids.
Yeah.
What do you do? Do you tell them bye in the morning? Because you leave before they go to school.
Well, everyone's asleep when mm-hmm. I leave. But now there's a new rule in my house, because usually what I do is I go and I kind of kiss my wife on the cheek and then I go to the boys' bedroom.
She doesn't get out of bed.
No, they're all passed out.
Okay, so
they're all asleep. I've tippy-toed for like 45 minutes getting ready yeah. around the house. Then I go to my kids' room and I kind of just kiss them on the forehead, tell them I love them, and then I go out the door.
Every morning?
Every morning.
Okay.
But now there's a new rule. I can't do that anymore. I can't go into the kids' room because apparently yesterday I go in, or I don't know, a couple days ago, I go in there and to go kiss Junior, the 3-year-old, and he's wide awake, eyes open, looking at me, and he smiles. And I'm like, what's up? Going to work. I love you. And he just giggles and I wave at him or whatever. And then I go out the door. I get to work. About 30 minutes later, my wife texts me. She's like, did you wake the kid up? Because he's wide awake. And we're all awake now because of you. So the new rule is I cannot go into the kid's bedroom and say goodnight and wake them up.
Or good morning.
Oh, good morning. And I didn't mean to wake him up. He was up. He's just wide eyes wide open. But I got the blame for it.
So no more I'm going to work.
I guess I'll just kind of peek in their room and see if their eyes are open. And if they're closed, I'll go ahead and give them a kiss. But if not, I got to close the door again.
That's funny.
No, it's not funny. Because I love saying bye to them. That was my thing. I loved it. But apparently, most parents...
She doesn't want her thing to be to get up
and
that
most
early.
Parents exactly. will understand that when your kid's up at like 5 in the morning, 4 in the morning, you've got to get up with them.
There you go. Eddie the dad.
Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Seconds Skinny.
So spring training is in full force, and I guess Brett Eldridge is going to spring training with the Cubs. He just wrapped up Luke Bryan's Kill the Lights tour over the weekend. He's got some free time on his hands and became friends with a lot of the players because they all have similar lifestyles, which... What's a similar lifestyle that Brett Eldridge has with these guys?
Well, they like country music. And whenever the Cubs won the World Series, they had the big party outside and it was this huge gathering. And you don't know how people are country until they get up and talk.
I guess it's true.
And a lot of these guys were wearing camouflage and had Southern accents. And you're like, huh, that's funny. So yeah, I think they like country music and... So it's cool. Yeah, well, I mean, I'm jealous. That's
I
cool.
mean, Brett said he's going to get out there. He's going to actually hit some balls, hopefully have some fun with it. So really, just anybody can go to spring training and, like, play?
Eddie and I went to Mets spring training.
We did.
And got hit balls and shag balls.
That's
and,
true.
Yeah, down in, yeah, Port St. Lucie, Florida. So, yeah, if you know somebody, and we know the owner of the Mets.
Yeah.
And so we get to go. And then I took a ball that I think David Wright hit, and I gave it to Eddie Jr., and he didn't care.
No, he didn't. Yeah, he didn't care. I don't think he knows where it is right
well, maybe
now.
Maybe later he'll care.
Maybe.
No, it's lost. It's gone. Yeah.
So congratulations to Jason Aldean and Brittany Kerr. They celebrated their second anniversary yesterday. They married in Playa del Carmen, Mexico, in front of about 30 family and friends 2 years ago. It's hard to believe it's been 2 years. It's crazy.
Do people still go to Mexico, or is that just like head chopping off land? Like, you just don't go anymore?
People still go. I have a friend that's legit there right now on family vacation, and I'm like, are you scared right now? And she's like, no.
Hmm. Like, do people ever go to Mexico City to get away?
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I think it's more like the beach.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I really could go. Let me check tripping.com and see what Mexico City's got there. That doesn't happen? Has anyone ever been to Mexico City?
Me, like multiple times when I was a kid.
Like, yeah, okay. What was it like?
Smoggy, a lot of traffic. I remember this. Nobody pays attention to, like, traffic lights.
Really? Mike, D-Van? How was it? He said he had his rearview mirror stolen.
There we go.
I've been to Nuevo Laredo a lot.
Different.
Border town.
Yeah, Mexico City's like right in the middle. Like, there's no way out.
Yeah.
Like, you're just there.
Oh.
Okay, thank you, Amy.
Uh-huh, I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Key West, Florida. A 22-year-old man went to a tattoo shop and got a shark tattoo on his calf.
All right.
And he said, ooh, it's going to be $200. Let me run to the ATM and get the money.
Yeah.
Never came back. Only problem is he put the picture on Instagram.
Oh, he put the picture of the tattoo?
Check out my new tat.
Yeah.
And the owner of the tattoo parlor said, get your blank back here before I call the cops. Guy didn't come back, so he called the cops.
I wonder how he was tipped off to that.
I guess he just started, searching social media and found the shark tattoo.
He had to be from the same town, though, right?
Yeah. Key West, Florida.
Like, he had to live there. It wasn't like a spring breaker or something.
Right, it wasn't someone on vacation. It was someone that lived there.
Yeah, it was stolen stuff you should never put online. Like, give it, 3 months?
Well,
okay, no one wants to. Give it no. Okay.
All right. I'm Lunchbox, that's your bonehead story of the day.
How about looking in your feed and seeing the guy going, hey, get back here? You're probably like, oh no, delete.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
All right, I'm going to play 1 second of a song that's on the radio, okay? You get 1 second of the song. I'm only going to play it twice. Everybody clear?
Clear.
That's somebody yelling at me when you don't get it more, Lunchbox.
Not me.
Okay.
I get it in 1 second.
You get one. These are all songs on the radio, okay?
Yeah.
Ready. Song number one. 1 second of it. Here we go. Okay. That's a good one. Solid second right there.
I'm in.
Here it is again. There you go.
I love this game.
Amy? I'm in for the win.
Yeah, boy.
Lunchbox?
Body like a back road.
All right. Eddie?
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy. There you go.
Yeah, boy. I'm digging what you're doing. Yeah, boy.
Here's the 1 second again. There you go. All right. 1 second of song. Song number two. Ooh.
Hold on.
I'm in.
Ooh la la. Ready?
Easy one.
Yeah?
I'm in.
Feel good? I'm in for the win.
All right, going over to you, Amy.
Star of the show?
Thomas Rhett, correct. Lunchbox.
Get off me, I'm the star of the show.
Eddie?
Star of the show.
There you go, the 1 second is here. And here's the song. Star of the show it is.
Everywhere we go, girl, you're the star of the show.
All right, 1 second of the song. Name the song. Oh, it's a little tougher. It's on the radio right now.
Oh, boy.
I'm in.
Does that sound familiar?
Yeah. One more time?
No.
Oh, no, I lost it. I lost it. All I have in my head is, what's her name? Who's that girl? The prettiest one.
I'm in for the win.
Oh, man.
Yeah!
Amy.
Blue ain't your color.
Lunchbox.
Come over.
No, Eddie.
I think I got it.
Go ahead.
Think a little less.
The 1 second is this. The song is... And it's Think a Little Less. That a boy?
Yeah!
Eddie takes the lead! Yeah!
Dang right.
Number four, ready?
Relax. I wrote it down, Lunchbox.
Here we go. One second of the song. There you go.
I'm in. Dang!
You may not catch this, dude.
Yeah, I'm taking off.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Today?
Lunchbox?
My Immortal.
What?
That's an Evanescence song from like 20 years ago.
Oh.
No, dude.
Eddie?
It's Better Man.
There you go.
Guys.
This was the 1 second. And here,
Man.
Sounds like My Immortal.
No. Not really.
For the win. Are you ready?
Yep.
Born ready.
Oh,
You want to hear it again?
Yeah.
Can you hear it and play it out in your head?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I hear it. Mm-hmm. That's more than once.
There you go. Amy?
This is a trick and it's Better Man again.
There's no. Lunchbox.
Dirt on the Boots.
Eddie, you already won, Eddie.
Is it Guy with a Girl?
It is not. It's Wanna Be That Song. So there's the 1 second.
There
you go.
I wanna be that song that gets you high.
Eddie, you are the winner, though.
Dude, I love this game.
Nice job, buddy.
1 second. That's hard.
Everybody
wins.
Yeah, all right, congratulations, buddy.
Thank you.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones Show.
Lunchbox has hired a dog whisperer before. What was that process like?
I just looked it up on the internet, and I found her. Her name was Training by Tara, and she was amazing. She could just look at your dog in the eyes and know exactly what your dog was thinking and make your dog do whatever she wanted it to do. It was phenomenal.
And how much did this cost?
It was like $30 an hour.
And she can make your dog do whatever.
Whatever you want it to do, she can make it happen. I am telling you this. I was a skeptic going in. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, right. And she would just tell my dog to sit, stare in my dog's eyes, and then my dog did anything she said. I mean, roll over, jump up in the off the ground, you know, go get this, go get, walk this way, turn around. Unbelievable. Training by Tara. She's a genius, and there are such things as dog whisperers. They're real.
Well, Amy does not believe in them.
No. And my situation with one of my friends wasn't so much hers was a cat. Not a cat whisperer, not a cat trainer, like trying to get her cat to do whatever. It was a cat an animal communicator. I guess she can speak with any animals. And it was more or less of a way for her to communicate with her cat via this other person. Like a middleman.
But Lunchbox, wasn't Tara kind of a middleman, training by Tara?
Training by Tara was definitely
a
middleman.
So, what'd your dog say to you?
Oh, just like, I don't think you're in charge. Like, I'm going to rule you. I'm going to show you some things.
And show your dog. Right. Wow. Okay. So, Amy, what you're talking about is what Lunchbox hired.
Okay. Well, my friend wasn't explaining it as like a cat, like a trainer of sorts, more of just a communicator.
Huh. How much did that cost?
I'm shocked to say this, but like $80 an hour.
Wow.
For someone to lie to you about what your animal thinks.
See, now you're taking it as lying, but like, I know. I took everything within me to like, I wanted to respect my friend and what she was saying and be respectful of her feelings. But I was like, you paid $80 an hour?
How many hours? Like, she saw her coming, man.
No. Like, they have like a weekly
concept. My goodness.
Like a communication session. I mean, but
and
then
for
I'm
a
like,
cat?
Well, how much do I pay? Like, if I go to therapy, if
Stop
insurance.
It. It's not the same.
Okay,
it
I know. Is. I know.
It's not the same.
But I was trying to justify in my head like that because I was trying to not be judgmental towards my friend. But like, my friend really feels like her relationship with her cat is better. Because of her animal communicator.
Yeah. Well, $80 an hour, you better feel something. Lunchbox believes, Amy doesn't. I think cats are tough anyway. I mean, if I were going to spend $80, it would be on cat.
Yeah, well, she's super close to her cat. But apparently her cat is emotionally needy.
Your animal needs someone to talk to.
That's every cat. Okay, we'll put on our Facebook page if you believe in this. Go to BobbyBones.com.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
They did the story. It's the ages of your life where you are the absolute best. Learning a language. You need to start at age 7.
Oof.
That's the best time to start learning a language.
See?
When are you the smartest, like brain processing power? Not acquiring knowledge, but able to figure out things the fastest. Age 18.
Ooh.
Life satisfaction. Age 23.
23?
Your attractiveness as a woman. Amy, when do you think women are most attractive to men?
Ooh. Golly, y'all are always attracted to someone in their 20s. Like, part of me wanted to say someone in their 30s, but I'll just say 29.
23.
23.
Yeah.
Wow. Fresh out of college.
And you know what? Here's the thing, too, is that as men get older, it doesn't change. It's always 23.
That is what I'm talking about. I knew y'all are always in your 20s no matter what, but I was trying to give y'all the benefit of the doubt there. But I would say as females, I really feel like the older I've gotten and the more girls' friends I've talked to, like in the 30s, we feel our best.
Okay, cool. But men love 23-year-olds all the time. Women, as they get older, they like older men. They like men a little older than them usually, period.
Okay.
How about muscle strength for men? What age do we peak? Lunchbox?
Probably. I mean, looking at my arms right now, probably 35.
Nah, 25 years old.
Oh.
How about salary for a woman? When do you peak? What age, Amy?
Oh. Peak. Ooh, peak at 40?
39, so you're close there.
Yeah, which
How
sucks.
How about understanding emotions?
For who?
Period.
Oh, that's totally different from women and men, but women, 35.
51 for both.
Whoa, wow. I'm not even there yet.
I'm in the game.
Yeah, because both...
Finally.
You're finally in one, Eddie. Finally in one.
Thanks.
How about life satisfaction again? Because you first have that life satisfaction at 23, but then you lose it. But when do you get it back again?
60.
55.
Oh, God.
69. 60.
Man,
you
that's
have to
terrible.
Live that long.
69, dude. Rufus. How about happiness with your body? At what age do you peak with your happiness at with your body?
36.
24.
74. Yeah, that's because
you
can't see.
You gave up. And you gave up.
It's because you're just happy. It's not about when are you in the best shape.
Oh.
It's about when are you the happiest with your body.
Okay,
at 74.
Yeah.
And guys, the whole time it's been a chart of getting the ages going slowly up, yeah. And you guys never caught on.
Oh.
And he's like, 11. No, we've slowly been building this.
Well, that's the problem. You have to be 18 to get that.
I was answering honestly for me. Like, I just turned 36, and I feel like at 36, I'm finally just, like, happy and accepting of my body.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I guess I have to wait till I'm 74.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
All right, Christian Bush is in studio. Everybody say hi to Christian.
Hey, Christian.
Hey, everybody.
What up, buddy? How are you?
Y'all are looking good. How is it that you always look good in the morning?
Because we've been up for many hours by this point. For an
artist, right now it's midday.
Yeah. For me, lunchtime is about 10:30 and dinner time is about 4:30.
Oh my gosh. So, okay. Well, this morning I thought to myself, well, this is later than the Today Show.
It is. Well, we also want to.
Because when you play for the Today Show, you get up at 4 a.m.
And you have to look good for the Today Show.
And you got to look good. But you only have to look good for 3 minutes at a time.
Yeah, gotcha. Here, there are cameras on you, but we don't care.
Oh, I forget that you guys film all this.
Everything's on.
You know, I'm not from here.
That's true. Christian lives in Atlanta. You still live here, though, part-time?
I do. I live here part-time. I live down the street from where y'all live.
Where I used to live. It got flooded. The whole place got flooded.
Oh, my gosh.
And I had to move.
Well,
there
you go.
That's a whole side story, dude. Christian
Bush.
2 minute
truck.
From also from Sugarland is here. But you're here because you have a new song.
I am here because I have a new song.
And you're here because I like you.
I'm here because actually I didn't really know you until you came to me and we wrote songs together.
Yeah, I guess we didn't
because
know
Because in
each
Atlanta,
other,
anyway. Bobby Bones is not, your show isn't on Atlanta.
Yeah, so I was Rod, like, why can't we fix that?
Oh, it's me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Christian dropped the guitar.
Oh, my God.
Put our I got nervous because, I thought the radio station in Atlanta is just about to kill me right now.
We're not on, just on the countdown in Atlanta,
okay.
But we're not on there. But that's true, we didn't know each other, and we started writing songs together.
Yeah, I know you from that, and I think it's cool that you have a radio show.
He knew
but
me
like
first
writing songs with you.
The weird guy that would write songs. That's weird, that's funny. I want to play this song first of yours, because I heard sing-along before I was supposed to hear sing-along. I didn't know it was supposed to be sad, though.
Well, so here's the trick. So most people write breakup songs as sad songs, right? And I thought to myself, there's got to be another way to do this. There's got to be a way where when you break up, you get to that place, finally that you always wished you could get to in the movie version of yourself, where you're kind of cool with it. You're not okay with the fact that it all happened, but you understand that what you had was awesome. And that gets lost a lot of times because we get so upset and we get so bent out of shape and with our own junk in our lives, that you end up remembering that person with like darkness in your heart. And you really, you wouldn't have been there unless you liked them. I hope my love songs bouncing around your heart and echoing in your head, just like we're at the start. Remembering what we said in the end, it doesn't matter who was right and who was wrong. So when you think about me, girl, I hope you sing along like, oh, 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 oh.
Christian Bush, by the way, it, between him and Sugarland, sold over 22 million albums. I pulled up some data.
Oh no!
No, that no, I'm not going to go too deep into that. But I mean, that's,
that's a lot of records.
That yeah,
that's like it's my little mind blowing. I remember just getting wanting the first gold record and flipping my lid.
Of all the songs that you've written, which song has sold the most?
Probably "Baby Girl," I guess.
You don't know. Like, I would know for sure. You don't. You,
well, you got to remember, the ascension of Sugarland happened when the internet hadn't really decided that they cared. We did, very deeply. Because I remember going to the record company and going, hey, man, so can we put our stuff on iTunes? They're like, oh, no one's ever going to buy anything off iTunes. I was like, yeah, but it kind of feels like they will. And that was amazing. It was amazing to watch people suddenly be able to, at different ages, you know, you didn't have to drive to get to the store to buy a record, which is what was a big problem if you were 16, you know? You had to get there.
What was the real, wow, we've blown up moment for you guys? Where it was like, well, we're like for real A-list now.
Oh, I don't know if we were ever A-list. But probably were. I think the time where it felt like there was like baby oil on the slip and slide was at the ACMs. Everybody kept canceling on that particular show. Like, George Strait was sick and something happened. And what was going to be us presenting an award ended up us closing the show. And it was, you'll be able to, you can get it online. You can go sort of type it in. And what you'll see is Jennifer doesn't have any shoes on because the shoes that she was borrowing matched like Sarah Evans' shoes. And they were like, oh, we can't wear the same shoes. She was like, forget it. Just go. We got to go now. So she just threw her shoes off and we walked on stage and played Baby Girl. And after that, everybody knew who we were.
So do you think that was the moment or like,
I felt like it. Yeah. I mean, there was a strange moment where I went back home and people were driving by my house and taking pictures of me and my son. That was weird.
How do you explain that to a kid that their dad's famous?
I gave him the option. I do that with my kids still today. You get the option. We can play in the front yard. You can play in the backyard. It's your call. If you feel like dealing with it, play in the front yard. They get to decide when I wear my hat. So if I go to school, and because I, you know, I drive carpool every day that I can. And is it today a hat day or not a hat day, Dad?
So the hat meaning to know who you are.
Yeah, because if I show up in my kind of like, hi, I'm Christian, just like the little fedora looking hat, and I show up at the Tucker's new high school, right? Like all the moms know, and then all the daughters know, and then all the, you know, his friends are like, wait a minute, is that your dad? Is your dad famous? That changes things.
You put out this record that I love, by the way, Southern Gravity.
Thank you.
And so, and I've told you many times, I think that record was really, really great. I thought Trailer Hitch was such a great song, too. But this song is not a part of that. It's a part of something new that
this
may
is a
be
new
coming
record.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, there's no new record yet.
No, but I'm in the thick of it.
Yeah.
You know, I just finished working on Lindsay's thing right now. And I think that's coming out.
Yeah.
Or it has come out.
Lindsay's record. Christian produced Lindsay L's record. It's coming out Friday.
Friday the 20th.
Yeah. And during that same time, I accidentally wrote a musical and I've been working on this second album.
Christian Bush is here, by the way. Christian Bush. And you can download Sing Along. And Christian is from Sugarland. I'll tell my Christian Bush story real quick. Just yeah. So you can, like, Christian loves, like, boom, boom, boom.
I love the beat, man.
I wasn't going to bring up the fact that we wrote together, right?
But he brought it up, so.
Yeah, fair so, game. You know, what? But Christian pulls out, like, iPads and, like, seven instruments, and he's, like, jumping around from instrument to iPad to instrument. He's got this app that he uses. Go boom, chicka, boom, chicka. And he'll take his finger and move it over, and he'll go boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom. And he's, like, singing here, boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom. it's like working with like this mad genius mm-hmm. who's playing instruments I didn't even know were in. I thought that was like a wall ornament or a clock. And he's like, no, check it out. It's like, what's happening?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like a whole different level. It's like watching a master class in music.
It's fun.
And he said this behind your back too. So he's not just saying it in front of your face.
Okay. Yeah.
Like just how super crazy talented you are.
Yeah. That's very kind, man.
And good looking.
Oh, well, I like, thank you.
Yes.
I sing along, babe.
Yeah, sing along. I'm not going to break up with you. There you go. Christian Bush is here. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you.
I know you got a lot to do while you're in town, and you're going to head over now, but always good to see you. Good luck, and I hope everybody downloads Sing Along, and whenever you get that record ready, let us know.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I'm a big fan of your show, even though I have to stream it.
You know?
I'm just letting you know.
I have nothing to say about that. Christian Bush, thank you for bringing that up, though. I appreciate that.
I love you so much.
All right, Christian Bush is here. We'll be back in a second.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Lindsay in Virginia, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm really good. What's going on?
No, I just wanted to call and thank you. I'm not sure if you remember a couple weeks back, I had called to get some advice about my son being picked on in school. And it just so happened to be around his birthday, and you sent him an awesome birthday present with Legos, and one of them was a Star Wars set, and he was so excited. He put that thing together immediately.
Yeah, how is he doing? Do you guys remember that when we were doing Judge Common Sense, and she called and was like, hey, kid's being bullied. So he liked everything, huh? I was wondering if things get to people. Well, good.
Well, it's funny because he doesn't believe that it came from you because it just came in a box. There was like no name or anything on it. I'm going, no, honey, it really is. And he's like, no, it's not. Where'd it come from?
Yeah, but it could have been from you. And that would have been cool, too. Like, that was the whole point. You could have said it was from you.
No, I wanted it because we listen to your show every morning when we're on the way to school. So I thought it would be really neat for him to know that it was from you.
Is he with you by any chance?
No, he's already at school.
Ah, well.
Play this back.
Yeah, this will be up on iHeart today. And if you want to hear Bobby Bones Show on Demand. But all that aside, like, that's awesome. And I'm glad you got it. And I appreciate you calling back. And I hope he's doing good.
Yes, thank you so much for everything.
Yeah, and just, you know, you have to remind him. Because I need to remind it. Like, these bullies in school or wherever, they bully one because they're sad. Like, there's something missing. There's something that's not there that makes them want to pick on other people, too.
Yeah.
And it's also, like, how are you... In life, you'll always have bullies. From first grade to right now. It doesn't matter where you are in your life. There's always going to be somebody that's not feeling good about themselves that's trying to take it out on you in some way. And so it's how you deal with that. And for me, I always chose to work harder and get ahead that way. So... Lindsay, thank you for calling, and you know, I hope it goes great, and I'm glad you enjoyed the Lego set.
Thank you again so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. Have a good day. That's nice.
I know you're saying, too, that she could say it's from her, but I think it's important for him to know it is from you, especially with that message like you just said, because you were bullied, and here he is being bullied, and he can hear from you, a former person that was bullied, that got through it.
Yeah, but I didn't send it to be... I mean,
I know.
She can do whatever.
I mean,
sent it because
cool.
She was like, hey, listen, we don't have a lot of money right now, so you want to say it from you.
Yeah.
Like, my mom was given a lot of stuff by church, and she got to say it was from her when I was growing up.
Yeah, but way cooler for it to be from you. Own it.
There's that charity gene that I was talking about.
Oh,
that you
stop
have.
It. There's no that, gene.
Yeah, no, there is a gene in there somewhere that when you see someone hurting or something, you donate or you reach out, you do something nice.
It's Why are you getting mad right now?
No, I'm saying I don't know where you got that charity gene.
I think he empathizes, and he wants to... make it better for other people.
That's what I'm saying. Charity gene. Some people have it, some people don't.
And you don't think you do?
I don't think I do.
You don't care?
Like, I help every once in a while. Like, when I go to PetSmart, I donate $2 to the homeless pets, but, I mean, not everyone
that's
I
it,
see.
That's it, though. Some
that's
people don't
it.
Do that. No, yeah. not that's it. Like, that's it.
That's what I'm saying. That's a pretty good deal.
There you go. Amen.
Yeah. Get your Bobby Bones on.
Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show.
Oh, yeah.
Amy, I should apologize because the listeners were really upset with me yesterday because I was giving you a hard time about your shower. I don't feel any different because my feelings were hurt, so I just said what I thought. And I never want to not say what I thought. And I was like, how come you only have party for girls? She had a birthday party, only girls were invited. She had an adoption shower, only girls are invited. And I felt like I've been through the process with you a lot of the time, and my feelings were hurt yesterday.
I know, and after you shared that, I felt really bad, and I wanted to extend the invitation to you.
You know, I'm going to let you have your girl party, and Lunchbox is still planning the Bobby party, apparently, because he was asking me what I wanted to do during it after the show. I think he's kind of just poking at you a bit, but I shouldn't have said what I felt so aggressively, but I just said what I felt.
I don't think you said it aggressively. I mean, I'm glad that you shared. I think that honesty and openness is like awesome for us, and that's great. Like, I want you to share with me.
My feelings were just hurt.
But yeah, you were a little bit sensitive about it. That's okay. I mean, I can be sensitive, but I do want you to know when the kids come home, like legit, when they arrive in America, like I want you. You guys, everybody, like, I want us there, a part of that.
I should be there in front of everybody also, because I've been through this with you.
Well,
more.
You can be front in line.
That might be girls only.
Oh, no!
Get your bones on. This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Hey. It's a big Wednesday for us, because Eddie and I have a band that travels the country. We play all these songs, and we do parodies, too. We haven't released a new parody in a long time.
It's been a minute.
It has been a new minute.
Wow.
Are you ready for this?
I'm a little nervous, but yeah.
Eddie is also known as Fake Luke Bryan. Fake Luke?
Yeah, I'm here, guys.
All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, for your Wednesday morning.
Raging Idiots World Premiere.
Fake Luke Bryan, are you ready?
I'm ready, Babaloo.
All right, we're going to sing fast?
No, I'm going to do something more relatable. Flask. Flask, that's what you sneak into a ball game on a Friday night. Flask, it's camouflage which makes it your favorite. Flask, boss man is keeping me at work and I need my flask. Wish I had my flask. Beer at the concert cost $7.50. Good thing you brought in your own whiskey. Got it for your birthday with your name on the side. Front jacket pocket makes it easy to hide. Oh no, it's Saturday. Kid soccer game, could it be wrong to bring it along? Wife says you can't, man. I just want my flask.
Ray got mad at a bachelorette party yesterday. Where were you?
I mean,
you don't want to say.
It's a bar restaurant.
Why don't you want to say where? Is it bad?
No, I mean, I think it's an up and coming place. I don't want to bash it. I love going there and hanging out.
But you're not bashing the restaurant. What happened?
Well, they have a jukebox. I'm totally fine with people picking their own songs and stuff like that. But there was a bachelorette party there, and they would not stop. Probably in an hour, five times they played Single Ladies. Because it's like, that's, she's not single anymore. We get it.
Yeah, we get it.
She's got a guy. And then they just kept coming back with it. And I'm sitting there with my girl, and I'm like, I hate jukeboxes. They should just let a radio station play where we pick the music. Don't put it into people's hands, because my experience was ruined. I was like, let's get to a different floor. Luckily, they had three floors, so we ended up going to, like, the middle floor. But I was like, this is ridiculous.
You let this ruin your experience?
Well, I mean,
and jukeboxes are awesome.
I get jukebox jams.
And if you want to get these songs off, take your own money and buy your own songs and overtake them.
That's what I'm saying. They kind of took control of it, and I'm looking around at anybody else like, is somebody going to stop this? Are we just going to keep letting these girls play Single Ladies?
Ray's like, we get it. He put a ring on it.
And I mean, I started like kind of mocking him a little bit. I'm like, oh, really? He put a ring on it? Put a ring on it? And they're just like, you know, I mean, it was, I don't know.
I think it'd be fun.
Bachelorette party, so that means he put a ring on it, so that's why you're a bachelorette party. Okay, it all makes sense now. He put a ring on it. Okay, cool.
Dang, hater. Maybe because you're with your girlfriend and you're in that stage.
Ooh, you haven't put a ring
on it. Oh, I saw his eyes get big. I saw Ray's eyes get big. Okay, so here's my theory. Ray gets a little more annoyed because there's a bachelorette party. He's been with his girl for how long?
3 years.
3 years. He hasn't put a ring on it. And he's like, we get it. You got your ring. Stop it already.
And I will say, my chick did a couple times go, oh, ring on it, ring on it.
Okay. Now we're getting somewhere. Would you say there's a little truth to my theory?
Yeah, sure. Okay. I mean, we've been together for 3 years and all that.
Case dismissed. Oh. You're free to go propose.
And everybody's just sitting here pointing to their fingers.
Okay, wait.
Bobby Bones. You know, as humans, we have our age milestones. At 16, you get to
drive.
Yes. At 18, you get to
smoke.
No, vote.
Or oh. Serve our country.
Yes, serve the country. I mean, he's right.
Yeah.
He's right.
That Surgeon General's warning.
21, you get to
drink.
Okay, easy. At 26, I think you get to
rent a car.
Yeah.
Right. So they're all these, right? So here we go. These are songs and they're milestones. Songs that could now vote because they're 18 years old as of right now.
Oh.
Lone Star Amaze.
I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better.
18 years old. Also able to vote this year. Write This Down from George Strait.
Baby, write this down. Take a little loan. She didn't know.
Ready to have your mind blown?
Yeah.
Yep.
18 years old, able to vote, and they shouldn't be able to vote because Smash Mouth All Star.
Hey now, you're an all star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And
isn't that crazy? They all came out in 1999. They'd all be able to vote.
Man.
Songs that can now buy alcohol because they're 21 years
oh,
old.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Genuine Pony. Although, I bet Pony's been buying alcohol on the down low for a long time.
Yeah, sneaking into clubs.
21 years old, Tracy Lawrence, Time Marches On.
Time Marches On.
And My Maria.
My Maria.
So those all came out in 1996. Another milestone. Apparently it's 25 years old to rent a car. So finally able to rent a car as of today. 1992, these songs came out. Achy Breaky Heart.
Don't tell my heart, my achy breaky heart.
Some Girls Do from Sawyer Brown.
Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy, too.
And I Will Always Love You from Whitney Houston.
And I-
25
years
old. I'll give you one more. Songs that can now run for president. Do you guys know how old you have to be for that?
35.
That's right. Nice job. Songs that can run for president. How about...
Oh, yeah. Life goes on.
Oh, really?
Jack and Diane's 35 years old.
Of living in
I believe that.
You do?
Yeah.
Man, that song feels like it's newer than like when I was born.
Oh,
though.
Really? Okay,
yeah.
That feels right for me.
Yeah. How about this song feels older to me. Man, that's a jam still, though,
jam.
Right?
So good.
Amy didn't say anything about it. She didn't care.
No, I guess like to work out to it sometimes.
But we have, we think of Rocky,
yes,
I think, as guys. We're like, oh, like we want to fight somebody. I used to watch Rocky and then beat the crap out of my little sister.
Wow. Oh, that's nice of you.
Cool. Hey, props, dude.
Yeah, like, and she was 4 years younger than me, so I was dominant, right? Because I'd be like 12 and she'd be like 8, so I'd watch Rocky. And I'd be like, get in here.
Awesome.
I only watched Rocky because y'all made me, and I only watched the one where he goes, if he dies, he dies.
That's four.
Rocky IV, the best Rocky.
Yeah, y'all told me. Rocky IV, it's the best one. Watch
it's
it.
It's the
so
best one. It's where he beats the crap out of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Willie Nelson is also, his song, Always On My Mind, 35 years old.
You were always on my mind.
I thought that would have been older. If you would have asked me, I would have thought that would have been older.
Yeah, it sounds old.
Will, I've never known Willie to not be super old. That's the weird thing about Willie. And I love Willie. And as legends, I think underrated as a legend of country music. Because he's Texas, you know, and he's not seen all
over.
Yeah. I mean, he lives in Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a Texas.
But
and
he's,
so,
he's one of the Texas artists that's known nationally.
No, globally.
Globally. Okay, sure.
Yeah, but there are a lot of Texas artists.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's so many, but being that I'm from Texas, I feel like so many of my friends would know so many of the artists, but from other states, they just don't. But they all know Willie Nelson.
Because Willie Nelson was a national artist.
Yeah.
Like, there's a difference. Like, yeah, there's a difference.
So many times Nelson, I'm like, Jerry Jeff Walker, don't y'all know who he is? And they're like, no. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, that's Texas country.
I know.
That's a smaller sub-genre.
That's what I'm saying.
Country.
Willie is 83 years old.
Wow.
And still, well, you know, doing his thing.
Still Willie living.
Willie just chilling.
Yeah.
Willie, the last time I heard, and Eddie, you may be one of the ones that know this story too, is that Willie, you know, has a big house, nice house, lots of land, but lives in his tour bus because he feels more comfortable on the bus than
yeah.
his house.
Yeah, when I met him, he was in his tour bus parked outside his house.
Yeah.
And we asked him, do you ever go in there? He's like, ah, sometimes my wife's in there, but I stay out here.
Yeah.
That's home to him.
Willie and Waylon and the boys.
Because he's been on a bus his whole life.
Right.
So that feels more comfortable than like his big old awesome house.
That's crazy.
So all those songs have milestones as of today. Did you guys like that segment or no?
Yeah.
Loved it. Made me feel old, but loved it.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting too. Of all of them, the most surprising was that Smash Mouth can vote.
Yeah.
And I don't care how old Smash Mouth is, they should never be able to vote.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It's everybody's birthday. And I think there should be a moment, if you have a birthday around the same time, that you look at your friend and go, hey, we have birthdays in the same like week. Let's just call it even. And you just call it even and nope, you have to give me presents to anybody. But nobody called it even in the show, so it's like everybody's scrambling about everybody's birthday presents around here. So, Amy's birthday was Saturday, and she had a good birthday. Eddie's birthday was yesterday. How'd it go?
Great birthday. Got to hang out with the kids. I mean, here's the thing. I'm 38 now. You don't really celebrate a 38-year-old birthday. So, but they get excited, and I, you know, partied with them, and we had a good time.
Did you think I forgot about your birthday?
I did think you forgot about it, and then around dinner time, got a little knock on the door. A delivery.
Oh, yeah. Tell me more.
Dude, you came in the clutch.
Tell me more.
You got me 3 pizzas from my favorite place, Pizza Hut.
Pepperoni pizzas from my favorite Pizza Hut. Door, knock, knock, knock.
Hey, and I know it's my birthday, but the kids loved it, too. It was part of their celebration. You got them Legos?
I bought them a big old tub of Legos so the kids would play while Daddy was eating his birthday pizza.
Dude, they love that. And then, don't leave the wife out, a nice bottle of wine.
For the wifey, while Eddie was eating his birthday pizza.
Wait, so Pizza Hut delivers Legos and wine too?
No. Special delivery.
Yeah. Like Amazon Prime.
Maybe.
Now?
Well, you
like,
call it
like
that.
Bob-a-zon Prime.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Dang, dude, I can't wait till my birthday.
Yeah, when's Bob-a-zon coming to my house?
Amy, you just got a Lululemon gift card that was expensive, a nice bottle of wine.
Oh, it was way too nice.
Yeah. So when you say stuff like, when's it coming to my, like, I thought I really went out of my way to get you some good stuff.
I was joking.
At least you got thanked.
Okay.
I was joking, Bob is him.
I'm going to tell you, people thought the fact that Amy went down a list on her Instagram thinking everybody who got her gifts except Lunchbox so funny. Because Amy got on Instagram and was like, I want to say thanks to Ryan Bay. This gift is amazing. I want to say thanks to Eddie and his wife. Oh, my goodness. What a gift. I want to say, Bobby, you and Lindsay came through. I want to say my friend Clarissa explains it all. I want to say the Curse of Montezuma. Like, shout out. Like, she exhausted like 3 full video Instagrams and never said thank you to Lunchbox. And in the end, Lunchbox, you get no respect around here.
None.
I texted his wife.
Yeah. When the next day, you're like, man, I probably should have done that on that Instagram video. I better text her real quick.
I know. I texted her that night, but then the next day I said, hey, what's your Instagram handle?
No, you did that on Monday when you got called out.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I texted her after I got called out, and then she said, ooh, I really don't want my Instagram to be public.
That wasn't it wasn't about the Instagram. It was about just saying thanks to Lunchbox and his wife.
Here. Yeah, I texted
Ray and Bay got me this really pretty bottle of something rosé, and Ray said, a stressful job, but no, Ray, come on. Our job's not that stressful. But thank you, Ray and Bay. Whoop, whoop. And then shout out Bobby and Lindsay because mine. And Megan confirmed it's like really nice, right?
Very nice, very good.
And then I'm obsessed with milk and honey. Thank you, Nada. And I can't wait to try Float Nashville. Thank you, Megan. And I love my candle, Callie.
I mean, it's like she thinks everybody in her label, when she won a Grammy, and did not
thank, the fans.
It wasn't even the fans. It was like, Florida Georgia line going up, and Georgia doesn't thank Florida. That's basically what just.
Honestly, those videos expired now, so you can't tell, but there's some that were just pictures, no audio, where I was thanking and tagging people.
Anyway, Eddie, I hope your birthday was awesome.
I did. Bobby Zahn is the.
Yeah,
I
Bobby Zahn sounds amazing.
Dude, it's awesome.
Bobby Zahn Prime.
Bobby Zahn.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, y'all.
So, Ed Sheeran has this song, Shape of You, right?
A club is the only place that I can club in the club down. Ooh.
You guys are with the song, right?
Yeah.
I nailed that pretty good. Was that
nailed
pretty good?
It.
And I'm just a guy that knows how to play guitar with woo.
So he has that song, and he's had to add the writers of TLC No Scrubs because they're like, you stole part of our song. And he's like, yep, I guess I kind of did and didn't know it. So wow. Here is Shape of You.
Girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's that, right?
Girl, you know I want your love.
No scrubs.
No, I don't want no scrubs.
No.
I know you're saying no, but even they were like, yes. Even the creators of the music were like, yep, it sounds so similar that we have to add it.
That's just them being safe, though, right?
Yeah, it's them not. Well, listen, you have. Even I have insurance as a writer.
Yeah.
And so if you don't feel like you lost the case, you just go, no,
right.
Sue me. You're going to lose. Because that's millions and millions and millions of dollars.
But
because you're talking
hear?
About two or three people that wrote that song. I'm not sure how many people wrote Shape of You. And then you have to add on, let's say, two or three other people. You're talking about a sixth of the money now instead of a third. So there's heavy money involved here.
Girl, you know I want your love.
No, I don't want no scrub.
Girl, you know I want your
no
love.
Scrub.
Your love was handmade for somebody like me.
I mean, I think if they would have fought it, they would have won, but...
If they would have fought it and won, then I think they wouldn't have done it.
Okay, but Bobby, what's your professional opinion? Because you have an ear for this sort of thing.
I don't want no scrub. Scrub is a guy that can't get no love for me. Hanging at the passenger side of his best friend's ride. Trying to...
I don't know. That's a stretch, man.
The fact that they kind of came owned up to it, I guess I'll go with them.
But, I just think they were tired that day, you know?
Oh, and they're like, a lawsuit? It's $4.59. You know what?
We're
okay.
Already rich. Let's just... I think
girl,
if they were...
If
this was his first hit and they were broke, they would be like, heck no, we're fighting
it.
So there's another one, too, they say Ed Sheeran ripped off. This Cheap Thrill song from Sia. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
I hear that more than the other one.
Well, I don't know what I'm listening to.
You're hearing...
Oh, I got you.
Oh, man.
See, Amy, I don't trust your ear, though. If you're not hearing that, then I don't...
No, I hear that now. I just didn't know which... I didn't know which ones you were comparing the two. But isn't Ed Sheeran the other day, didn't you give us this whole lesson on how all songs are written off of, like, these certain...
Oh, yeah. Chords. Yeah, sure. But check this out. I don't want no scrub. Scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging at the passenger side of his best friend's ride.
TLC needs to
sue Sia. To holler at me. Yeah. No, that's Shape of You again.
Oh.
See, Amy can't tell, guys.
Out.
Yeah, Amy's out of this. Which one's this, Lunchbox?
That's a Sia.
That's right. Nice. There you go. And which one is this?
That's Ed.
No, that's Sia again.
I got you.
Well, you can't do that.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So Eddie's our video producer, and you had never met your neighbor before, right?
Yeah, I've lived this place for maybe a year, and I'd never met him before, and he saw me, and we met, and the first thing he said, he's like, man, what do you do? I see you walking around with a guitar, put it in your car and all that, and I said, I'm in a band, you know, we tour a little bit. He's like, I knew it! Dude, you're so, like, stress-free! Like, if I see, he said when he looks at me as someone who doesn't have any stress in his life. I thought that was so cool.
I can see that because you smile a lot.
Yeah.
Your clothes are like hippie, like dirty, like not dirty, but like oldish, worn. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean...
You look like... Okay. Your car...
Okay, I drive a crappy car.
It's not what's like crappy. It's, I mean, it is
beat
crappy.
Beat up.
But it's like someone who just doesn't care like about stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
stress-free.
You don't care about material things.
And I do skateboard around the hood, so he probably
you
sees
do
that,
skateboard.
Too.
Yeah, you kind... That's it. He thinks you're a hippie.
Dude, I thought that was so cool, because that's not how I see myself.
Oh, we all do.
All right, I like it.
You and Lunchbox are both so stress-free.
Well, now, I mean, yeah, sometimes I stress. I got to get dog food.
But perceptually, I see them differently.
Do you?
I think most people perceive Eddie as that. Like, if you were to ask what do people perceive Eddie as, like if you meet him, 15 minutes. What do you perceive Eddie? I think that's pretty much what Eddie is. If you were to meet Lunchbox, you had 15 minutes. What do you think Lunchbox perceive is the perception of Lunchbox?
Cocky?
Loud.
Dirty.
Obnoxious.
Or the nice
frugal.
Oh, dude, he is the cheapest mug
frugal.
In this whole... Like, that dude... I remember once his wife being like, he would not even take me to dinner because he doesn't want to spend money.
Yeah. For some reason, I'm just picturing, like, the first time someone would see him, like, just talking about how hot he is while stuffing plastic down his pants.
Amy's perception of Amy. Go ahead.
Aloof.
No, she's not aloof because she's very friendly. She smiles a lot. So I would say Amy's very friendly. Maybe a little ditzy sometimes.
Yeah, spacey.
Yes, clumsy.
Because she does walk and fall down a lot.
I prefer spacey over ditzy. Thanks.
Okay. Well, in the first 15 minutes, someone meets me. What do they think?
Dork.
Well, lonely.
Okay, whoa. Lonely? How do you tell in 15 minutes if someone's lonely? Now you're all just taking shots at me.
Phone addicted.
Let's go around the room.
Oh.
Lunchbox.
Dork, nerd.
No, just
quiet.
One.
Just
oh.
One.
Eddie.
Oh, I would say sleepy.
Oh,
yeah.
Tired.
I'm always exhausted.
Yeah. Tired.
Amy.
Tired. Okay, tired's taken. Yeah, well, then I'll say what I originally said, like lonely.
How do you seem lonely in 15 minutes?
Because if I'm seeing you in a public setting, you might be in a corner.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Like, I'm awkward all the time.
Yeah, awkward. There you go. I'll use that. Awkward.
I'm awkward. Okay, there are our perceptions.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Eddie, we got
Eddie's
more of you.
Eddie's got the only really good one.
I'll take it.
And Amy's is kind of good, and then Lunch and mine are terrible.
What? Spacey and ditzy? You think that's
no,
good?
Friendly was
I'd
your
rather
first
be
one.
Lonely and sad.
No, you wouldn't.
Let's go. Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
People got all mad at Lunchbox yesterday, huh?
Oh, my goodness. You would have thought I did something or, like, I mean, robbed a convenience store, robbed a bank. I go in to get some free ice cream.
Hold on, let me stop you again. Because once Lunchbox did rob a store on the air, and he went to jail.
I didn't.
I know. I don't know if people know this story.
Oh, boy.
And I'll go through it real quick. You brought it up.
That's not where I was going with this.
A long time ago, when we were doing this show in the early years, Lunchbox went into a gas station with pantyhose on his head and bought some gum. And that's all he did. And they pushed the button under the little counter, and the cops held him at gunpoint on the side of the road, and they took him to jail, and they charged him with terroristic threatening. And he was in jail, and the news did live reports from jail, and we had to hire George Bush's attorneys, and it was a whole thing. We almost got fired because Lunchbox went into a gas station and bought gum with pantyhose on his head. It wasn't aggressive or anything, and I'm not saying it was the smartest thing in the world ever, but yes, Lunchbox did go to jail for that. And so when you say it wasn't like you robbed a store, parentheses again.
Okay, yes. All right. So people were upset with me because I wasted the ice cream that I got for free when I was using the different disguises. They were like,
Okay.
People could use that ice cream to eat. You know, some people are starving in this world and you're just going to waste the ice cream. Why even do it? That's so stupid. Guys, I'm sorry I tried to do a funny little segment for the show. I can't eat 5 ice cream cones in 6 minutes. Like, it's impossible.
What happened yesterday was Lunchbox was doing a segment. Dairy Queen was giving a free ice cream cone to every person for the first day of spring, and they asked that you donate to Children's Miracle Network. And Lunchbox would get an ice cream cone, then go to his car and put on a disguise, and go get another ice cream cone, put on his car, get another disguise. And he got 5 free ice creams. And here was his 6th ice cream cone.
Attempt number six, I'm back in jeans. I got a neon green shirt on, black Pimpin' Joy hat, yellow sunglasses, and a blue hoodie.
Yeah, I just read on Twitter that you guys were giving away free ice cream cones.
Yours is one of you going to pay for it today.
What?
Get out of here. Get out. Get out right now, or I will call the police. All right. One free
cup.
That's all I want.
All right.
All right,
get out.
Have a good one.
You too.
have a good
They're
one.
They're trying to be nice to each other, but get out.
He hit
too.
Him with the have a good one.
Choose you too.
So everybody got mad that you were wasting the ice cream.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't know what to do with it. Sorry. I apologize to the people that were offended by the wasted ice cream. I don't know.
Wow, you're apologizing.
I can't make everybody happy, but you need to grow up. It's just a funny little segment.
Okay,
like,
there you
come
go.
On. Like, it's just a little ice cream cone.
Inside of 10 seconds, he apologized and then started attacking the people that he apologized to.
They're being ridiculous, right? Am I right? They're being ridiculous. They're getting mad about the wasted ice cream. Let's grow up, people.
I don't think that you can be angry at someone for their emotion. Ever. And so if they felt that way emotionally, it's them.
Yeah. Let's remember that sometimes when I'm emotional.
Let's just relive that 10-second clip there where Lunchbox goes, hey, I just want to say, I'm sorry, but get over it, you stupid.
I mean, they are. They're annoying. Those type of people are annoying. Like, I can't stand those type of people. Like, it's a 10-cent ice cream. And the Dairy Queen didn't lose any money on that ice cream, and you need to relax, okay? No one is going to live off ice cream. I'm sorry.
Not only that, let me stop you for a second. Children's Miracle Network got a lot of plugs.
Yeah.
For the... for that segment, they got a lot of name recognition. People could have, but okay. And now, you did lie yesterday too and say that you ate them all until I called you out on it.
Right. Okay. But so it's obviously I didn't eat them all.
If you didn't feel guilty, you wouldn't have lied to begin with.
But whatever. I don't like those people. I'm just going to tell you, the people that complain, I don't like you.
Okay. You good?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Apologize for getting fired up.
Man.
But it's so annoying.
Okay.
All right. We good, Lunchbox?
Yeah, I'm going to take a timeout.
All right, I think you need to. Get your Bobby Bones. All right, we're out, but thank you for listening. Wherever you go, let's say you drive out of your radio signal. If you go to iHeartRadio and you search iHeartCountry, you can listen to our big old country channel, and we're live on the iHeartCountry channel. Wherever you are in the country, wherever, just search iHeartCountry on iHeartRadio all the time and like listen to the best country music. Love for you to do that. Today's show you can search on iHeartRadio. Search Bobby Bones Show on Demand. And thank you to Christian Bush, who stopped by. He's got the song Sing Along. I hope my love song's bouncing around your heart. So thanks to Christian, thanks to you. We wouldn't be able to do the show without you. Tomorrow's Throwback Thursday. We'll see you then. And BobbyBones.com is our website, too. Okay, thank you, and I hope your day's awesome. And we wouldn't be here without you, and we'll see you on Thursday. Bye.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.